Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Tes, as we get into the final month of Maseches Baba Basra. So we know we just had Rosh Chodesh yesterday, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Bez Hashem, is the start of Maseches Sanhedrin. So we know it's been Baruch Hashem wonderful as we continue, and we focus on today, even though we have our eyes set as well, where we had a couple of days ago, right, the Bali Gemara and the Bali Mishnah. So the Binyan Shlomo had said that the Bali Mishnah are the ones that are always celebrating because they're always making siyumim, while the Bali Gemara are not. But, you know, Baba Basra, I guess if you learn the daf, Baruch Hashem, so eventually we'll have that siyum. Baruch Hashem. Iboy Elohu. Let's start about 8 lines up from the bottom on Kuf Mem Ches Omid Beis. Hikdish kol nechasav v'omad mahu. So as you know, we have been talking about Matana's Shchiv Mirah. So with Mishnah was Mechalik on the daf 2 days ago, that if Shchiv Mirah gives away all of his possessions, then we assume that he thinks this is the end, and therefore that's a real Matana Shchiv Mirah. And if he gets better from the illness, so we say that his chos automatically choser bo, because he only wanted it to be chal if he would die. But if he didn't die, we say it goes back. But if he leaves over some of his possessions, then doesn't take it so seriously, he just thinks, maybe, so then it is not a matana shchemira. What about if he gives away all of his possessions, but not as a matana, but as hektish? He's maktish all of his nechasim. Va'amar, and then he gets better. Does hakdasha have any difference in this context than matana? Mahu. Mi amrina, do we say, call lagabe hektish, gamar umakni, regarding hektish, he's really gamar umakni, a person is so, you know, he's not only doing a giving away his stuff, but he's doing a mitzvah, so he takes it very seriously, it's easier to give it to hektish, so it's gamar umakni, o dilma, or do we say no? Call lagabe nafshil, gamar umakni, if the choice is hektish or himself, he's gonna keep it for himself if he can. He just is giving it to hektish because he doesn't know what's gonna be. So if you look at the language of the Gemara, the suffix seems to be about his das, whether he's gomer umakni more or not. One can't say, as some of the mafarshim do, maybe this has to do with amirasa l'gavorak and misirasa l'hedyot. The way that hektish works differently, that it's easier to be makdish. It might not be that pshat, because we're all talking about it at a drabana level. We're not talking about here no kinyana really should work. No kinyan, and really we say it's a takana of manash chimira. But it could be that the way to be makdish something might have a different method, and therefore it might be easier, and even if somebody is amad, maybe the nechasim stay with hektish. But again, the pashas of the Gemara is having to do with gemira's das, maybe he takes it very seriously because he's doing a hakdasha. Question 2. Hifkir kol nechasav mahu. What if he is mafkir all of his nechasim? Gives it all away. So again, mi amrinan, do we say, kivan da'afla aniyim ka'ashirim gamar umakni? Since when you're mafkir something, it goes to the poor and to the rich, it goes to everybody, so gamar umakni. So he in the back of his mind has the aniyim, so therefore it's a mitzvah, and therefore he gamar umakni. O dilma, kol gabinafshilo gamar umakni. Or do we say no? Regarding himself, if he's the other choice, he's not gamar umakni. He's not really doing the mitzvah here totally lishma. It's just because he doesn't know what's going to be. So here too, it's lo gamar umakni. And finally, third question, chilek kol nechasav la'anim mai. What if he actually gives it to the anim? Right, he does the mitzvah of tztaka. Mi amrinan tztaka vadei migmar gamar umakni. Tztaka for sure is gamar umakni. He gives it with a full heart. And therefore, even if he is amad, even if he gets up from his illness, he still does not get it back. That's the tzad asafik in all of these cases. O dilma, kol gaminafshil gamar umakni. Or again, just like we said in the first two cases, maybe regarding himself, he's not gamar umakni. It's no different in any of these cases. Or just giving a regular matana, and we answer with a teku. Right? No answer given. Lo gamar umakni. The Rashbam has an interesting comment about the middle case, which Yosef Engel picks up on. Right, what's the order of the cases we had? And would you have written it in this order? Hakdasha, Hefker, Matnas Aniyim. Is there a flow there going in one direction or the other direction? You would think first and third have something to do with each other. The second one is just in the middle. What does that mean? So if you look in the Rashbam is two deos, really, for the what is the Ibaya by Hefker? So it's 5 lines from the bottom in the Rashbam, 6 lines from the bottom. Hifker kol nechasav mahu, mi lema kavanoso lashamayim, va'akni lagamre, lakol mi sheyavo v'yizkelo. Do we say he's l'shem shamayim when he's mafkirit or not? Maybe he's doing a mitzvah here. He's L'Shem Shemayim. Second day is that, no, nothing to do with the mitzvah. Kivon de hifkir mamono. Hotzi omidai to lagamre. Once you mafkir something, you have totally removed your da'as from it. Ve'eno chafis b'chazaraso. And you don't want to be, you don't want to get it back. There's a discussion in the Lumdis. When I'm mafkir something, what is that considered? Do I still retain a connection to the item until somebody else picks it up? Like, is it in, when it's in Mokum Hefker, is it Shel Rabim? Is it mine unless I take it back? So, it's a good question. So here, says the Rashbam, that's the question. When you're Mafgrid, have you been Masalik, your Das Lagamre, or not? So, Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin de Araisa, in Klal Yud Zayin, I don't think I've ever quoted this Klal. Klal Yud Zayin is, Bo Yivuar, Im Hefker Yeshbo Inyan Mitzvah. Is being mafkir something, any, there's a smack of a mitzvah at all. So he quotes three pages related to this, different gemaras. This has to do with the sugya of bittel. If bittel is bishum hefker, maybe there it's a mitzvah. First off in Maseches Psachim, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosas, Ramban, there, whether, what is bittel, Daf Bezin, Daf Dala, there at the beginning of Psachim. But in the last paragraph here in Chal Yud Zayin, he says, Matzasi od sugya mufureshes, to muchach minei de hefker yeshbo inyan mitzvah. I found the sugya that Hefker is like a mitzvah. It seems to be smacks a little bit. It's not one of the 613, but it smacks of a mitzvah. He says, Shaspa Babasra, Kufam Chesem Abayz. And he quotes our Gemara and he quotes the 2 days of the Rashbam. So he says, at least according to the first day, it smacks of a mitzvah. And not only that, he says, the structure. What's Hefker doing in between Hakdasha and giving it to the Aniyim? It's a strange order. Unless you say it's just about Umdana. But umdana, but even so, umdana, why would it be in the middle when it comes to an umdana? You should say people are so, you know, it says by the mechalik daniyim, vadai. So a suffik mechalik daniyim is going to be a stronger umdana than giving it to the Beis HaMikdash? So that is the proof of the Asvin Daraisa. That says maybe this is a little bit smacks of hefker being a mitzvah. Okay, that is the Rashbam on our Gemara. Okay, so these questions are unanswered. We go into a teiku. Having a teiku on Sundays is also something special because we know Motzi Shabbos Sunday, as we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi a lot. The Torah writes that Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. That's why Eliyahu HaNavi, Motzi Shabbos, and Sunday is always a good time to talk to Eliyahu HaNavi. So we dive in teiku, Tishbi Atarets. It's not just something that's going to happen, but it's a tefillah. Tishbi Atarets, let him come and answer all of our kushyos v'abayos. Okay, we'll learn everything that's the facts, but the questions we still need his answers for. Okay, so here though, in the meantime, until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, what's the halacha? Would you say that it depends what the matnas shchiv meira is? Again, maybe, but you're saying maybe that's the bias here. As we said last week, is a matnas shchimira, the lamdis, is it a kinyan ba'amira, like the Rashbam said on Friday? Is it a kinyan ba'amira that Chazal usually do not allow words to be a kinyan, but here the words are allowed to be a kinyan, or is it hefker bezen hefker, like the Ritva said on yesterday's daf? So, maybe that's the ibayos here. Maybe that's the ibayos here. If it's that, but the question is then, does it do hefker bezen hefker in these cases? So that's one way to look at it. The Rambam, quote, maybe that you look at who's the muchzak. Rambam says, you don't know, so regular rules. Most of the Varaya. Says the Rambam, Menilchus Zuchiyah Matana, Shchim Mirash Hikdash Kol Nechasav, V'lo Shir Klum, O Hifkiran, O Chilkalaniyim. Rambam quotes the exact order that a Gemara has, Im Amad Choser Bakol. The Rambam says, you can be Choser Bo. Perek Tes, Halacha Yutes, Menilchus Zuchiyah Matana, why? Says the Magen Mishnah. Because the giver is the Muchzak. The Nosin is the Muchzak, so Most of the Varaya. I'm the Muchzak, and until you could prove that it was given, so Amos Yemiyado Ela Baraya Brura, says the Rambam, he is the no saint is the Muchzak, and therefore you say, Hamotze Mechver Ela Baraya. If you look in the Rush says just the opposite. Amazing, Allah Kalamaisa, what do you do? Machlokas Rambam Rush. The Rush says in Simen Chav Gimel, no, it's not that the no saint is the Motzi, but there is a Kinyan here. There was a Kinyan done, he gave it. You're not sure if he went back on it. The Suffolk Umdina says the Rosh is not Motzi from the Vadai Kinyan. That's the language of the Rosh in Simen Chav Gimel. V'kiva desalku b'teku, misafgalon yishayachacha umtano lo. Yireh she'ein mevatlan ahekdesh v'hefker. V'hachilik she'chilek she'ein mevatlan maisav elahecha debarulon umtano. Safik umtano, says the Rosh, is not motzi devada kinyan, and therefore the people will get it, and in Amad Eino Choser. And that the Gosha Shri here quotes from there as a rule, like the Rambam. Machlokas we shown him, what do you say? Again, what would be the machlokas? Do you say Amosim Echavera Lover Raya, Rambam? Or do you say that no, Kinyan versus Safek Umdana? So the burden of proof is really on the no saying. If you look in the Ritva and the Rashba, they quote the Safek a little differently. They quote, do we treat this as a Suffolk Mamon or a Suffolk Isser? That's the Shaila. Suffolk Mamon, if a person is just giving away his money, then fine. If you have a regular question about Shemirah, then it's a Suffolk Mamon. But here, to be Makdish something, that's not pure Didi Mamonis. Right now you get into the world of Isser Veheter. Right? It's Veheter, Me'ilah, Beis HaMikdash. So that's a Suffolk Isser. Suffolk Isser is Lachumra. So even if Suffolk Mamon, the Nosei would keep it. Suffolk Isser would have to give it. Right, that's by Hekdish. What about by Staka? Staka, the last two are even Hefker. So I mean, Staka is not just Didi Mamonis, the Aniyim. So maybe one could suggest that even Staka has an Isser component. What's the biggest Raya? Don't give me any content. Where does the Shulchan Aruch put Hilcha Staka? Don't blame on the Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Tour put Hilcha Staka? It's in Yaradei, Yathanachosh and Mishpat. Rav Rosenzweig pointed out that it's in Yaradeya. Why? Because it's that Isser Veheter component. It's not just a Dini Mamonis component. It's Isser Veheter because it's about my obligation as a Jew. Not just that I have to give him. But it's to focus on the no saying. I have to give Staka. There's a Shibud. Certain Rishonim talk about Shibudim that the Ani has on the Staka in my possession. We spoke about this in the Stakim Dafim back in the first parak. But that's why not only Hektish, but even Staka might have a Suffolk Isser, and that's the Teku here. That's what the Ritva says. Yesh omrim da havele Teku di Yisroel l'chumra. V'yecherim omrim da havele Teku di Mamon l'kula. V'nechazam cheskas nosei kaimi. This is the issue. There's an Isser element, there's a Mamon element. The question is, which one plays the major role? Okay, that is the Suffolk quoted in the Rashba and in the Ritva. Okay, here we go. So we have the Teku's unanswered. Second to last line. Amar Rav Sheshes. Yitol v'yizke v'yachsek v'yikne. If the Shchiv Mirah used any of these Lashonos. He didn't say give my possessions to so-and-so, but he said he should take it. He should be zoch in it. He should be machsek in it. He should be kone it. He doesn't say give it or take it. A Lashon of Kinyan. He uses any of these other Lashonos. Kulan Lashon Matanahin. They're all okay. They're all okay. They're all good lashonos, good enough for shchiv mirah. B'masnisa tana, in a brisa we added on also, af yachasin v'yaris b'ro'i liyarsho. Even if you use the lashon of yachasin, right? Yachasin is yichus v'yaris, and it should be yoresh, even though this is not real yerusha. Those also work b'ro'i liyarsho by people who are ro'i liyoresh. V'yachar me'brokehi. Like, or if you go like Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hashita from Daf Koflamid, that anybody who's royal Yarsho can get the properties. If you look in the Rashba here has two deos, whether once the Gemara says that these are good Lashonos by a Shchiv Meirah, do we also say that it must be that these are good Lashonos by a Bari? Why would you say such a thing? Why? Because at the end of the Gemara that we had on Friday. Then they were yet on Friday, if you remember, the Gemara said that if a person says, somebody should live in my house, somebody should eat the fruit of my tree. That doesn't work by a Shchiv Meirah. Why? Because the Gemara says, the only difference between a Shchiv Meirah and a Bari is that we allow Amira to work and not a real Kenyan. But if your Amira is faulty, so that if it doesn't work by a Bari, it's not going to work by a Shchiv Meirah. So says the Rashba in one day, the one that he likes here, if you say these work by Shchiv Meirah, it must be they work by Bari. Because the only difference between the two are Amira versus Maisa, not the content of what you said. Or the other day, the first day of the Rashbam is that the Gemara is saying it only by Shchiv Meirah, so it only that's the Rimi Gash he quotes. Perish Rimi Gash, Dafka b'Shchiv Meirah, Avo Babari Lo. By Shchiv Meirah, we still have a little more flexible Lashonos, and then he says, look what I wrote before, two blot ago, I don't think it's true. To Belasha, she'inim all Babari, and I'm all b'Shchiv Meirah. She'ain misaknin diburo shel Shchiv Meirah. You don't try to fix up his words. Ella lashon matana gemura hein v'yafilu babari. It's just lashon matana gemura. That's what this gemara is proving, that these lashonos even work by a bari. Okay, those are some lashonos. Next, ibaylahu, other lashonos. He should get hana'ah from them. What does that mean? A person on his deathbed says he should get hana'ah from them. Nehevi. Which one do we say it means? Mahi. Denevi kulhu matana kamar. Is he saying he should get all my possessions? He should get hana'ah. Give him everything. Odilma lishani minayhu midi kamar. He should get something from them. He should get some hana'ah. Not that he should get everything. So what does it mean? So we say he should get hana would work, fine, but does it mean all the way? Or does it only mean some? Or what about yeira ebahen mahu? He should be seen amongst my nechasim. So what does that mean? Or ya'amod bahen mahu? He should stand amongst them. Does that mean part? Does that mean whole? Yishan bahen mahu? He should rely on them. He should lean upon them. All of these are shonos. Do they work? Teku. Unclear, unanswered. So again, the Rashba says, why are these any better than the Lashonos we had on Friday that for sure do not work? Somebody says, he shall eat my fruit. He shall live in my house. Those for sure don't work. And here, these possibly do work. Possibly. It's only a taker, says the Rashba says, you have to make it ukimta. You have to say that before he used these Lashonos, and he quotes the Ravid who says this. Pirush Ravid, Dahacha kagon to Amar, Nechasai leploni, Sheyehane mehen, Sheyamod mehem, Sheyishan bohem. It has to be that he said a good Lashon, but then he added these. My Nechasim should go to so-and-so, then he should get Hana. So does that mean all or part? Because if not, these shouldn't be any better than the ones that we had on Friday from Yadur. Okay, but that is, again, unanswered teku. Fourth line. Ibai lahu. What about this case? Machar kol nechasav. Bahu. What if a person does not give away, like a regular case of Shemira, but he sells? On his deathbed, he's still wheeling and dealing. He sells all of his property. What is that? Do we say that that is a shchiv mirah or not? Mahu? Why? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, two brises. Im Amad, Amar Yehoseh. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav one time that he does not go, he cannot go back. Meaning, it is not a matana shchiv mirah. If he gives it away, it's a good matana. Period. Vizidin Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Yehoseh. And sometimes they're the opposite. What's the tzadim of the safek? Remember, the whole point of Manishchei Mirah, our Mishnah said, if he gives everything away, the umdana demuchach is that he keeps nothing for himself because he thinks he's going to die. And therefore, if he eventually lives, he gets it back. But if he keeps anything for himself, then we assume maybe he's not doing it because he's totally, you know, at the ends. So too here, possibly. If he sells it, he's getting money for it. So maybe that's considered shir kol shehu. It's considered that he left something for himself. So that's the suffix here. That's how the Rimigash says it. The suffix is whether lamaisa he's getting something for himself and it's considered yeshlo, and therefore you should say that it is not considered a manish chimira. So the Gemara says, you have two statements from Rav Yehuda Marav. So the Gemara answers below pligi. Sarda machlokas ha de isnehu luzuze beinayu. This case is where the money is still there. He sold it, he took the money, he didn't do anything with the money. He kept the money. Ha de parinu bechovo. And here is nowhere, he used the money to pay back a loan. So it depends if he still has the money or he used it to pay back a loan. Which is which? Which is which? So it's the Rimigash against the Rishonim. The Rimigash against everyone else. The Rimigash here says, which way does it go? Said the Rimigash, ha de isnu luzuze beinayu, amareno choser, that if he still has the money, so then he cannot go back. If he still has, then it's considered a matnas bari. Why? Tahavilu hanaf zuze shiur. Because he has money, that's considered a shiur. If he still has the money, he didn't use it for anything, it's considered shiur karka, he left something for himself, so it's not considered a matnas shchimira. Kidakaim along the kaman, the filum metaltali shir, as we're going to see later on, even metaltal and left over is considered a shir. The ha de parinu bechovo, but if he paid it back, omar choser, so then he can be choser. Why? To keep it to parinu bechovo, less nulu zuzi minayu, he has no money left. The ha de lo shir midi, he has nothing left. Umachmas misa, who desavin, and machmas misa, who he sold.
So that to come up with funds to repay them.
Sorry?
And he's got to come up with funds.
He has to come up with funds to
repay them.
He sold something, he got money, he paid back a loan that he owed. So he cleared his debt.
Now he gets better.
Now he gets better. So now he has no property. He would have to, if he wants to buy back his stuff, he has to buy it back. I mean, the other guy doesn't have to sell it to him. It's a sale is done. So that is the Rebbe Gash. But if you look at the Rashbam, and if you look at the other Rishonim here, they quote the Rebbe Gash, and they argue, and they say, no, the Rashbam says just the opposite. Look at the way the Rashbam says it on top. Where he has it still, that he can be chozer bo. That's a matnas shchimi rai to lahaki shavkinuim emon micholi micholi achzi reim. Because you see, it's all about, you know, he thinks he's going to die, and therefore he's keeping the money. He's like, just in case, you know, I get better, I'm going to take back my stuff. I'm going to give back the money. That's why he kept the money. But if he gave it all away, then we assume im amad eino chozer, because then he's just regular, you know, going about business as usual, repaying loans. And, you know, clearing his desk. So therefore, we would say he is not chozer. So that's how Rov Rishonim interpret. So it's a machlokas between Rov Rishonim against the Rimi Gash, how to interpret this chilek. Okay. Now we get into the sugya of Isser Giora. Isser Giora. This is the sugya of Kinyan Odisa. Iboy Lahu. Kufbetes. Ishchiv Mira Shehoda. Mahu. Right, we spoke about a Shchimira usually gives away his possessions. Sometimes we just spoke about what if he sells his possessions. Now we talk about what if he's just Modeh. What if a Shchimira on his deathbed says, these $200 belong to so-and-so. He's Modeh. He doesn't say how, he doesn't explain when, is it a loan, is it a Yerusha, is it did I steal it, am I making this up totally? So that's the question. Shchimira Shehodeh, Mahu. What about that case? See, even within the Shaila, we have two discussions in the Rishonim. What exactly is the question? The Rashbam says the question is he at all serious or not? Do we say he's giving it away, or no, or he keeps it? That's the question of Shehodeh. So you see in the third Rashbam on the daf, V'yomer b'cholyo sadumos halalu shel plonihim. You just say it belongs to so and so. V'yavo pi shahayinu mechazakim b'chazam halalu she'ena shaloso ploni. Even though the chazaka has been all these years, this does not belong to so and so. Shahayinu yodim she'en shalzeh hamodeh or shalzeh. Right, we always thought it was belonged to the person who was giving it, the shchimira hamodeh bahem lacherim. But if you give it to somebody else, if you're modeh to somebody else, miyamrina shehu omer kein shalola hasbia esbanav. Really, you're making up the whole story. You just don't want people to think that your children are rich, and therefore you're saying it. Odilma, or we say kiva dodi odi, but it goes to the other person. So according to the Rashbam, the savig is: does it work or not? Do you give it to the other person or not? The Re in Tosfos says no, it for sure works. The Re says the Savig is it a matnas shchimira or is it a matnas bari? Is there a takanish of shchimira by hoda'a when somebody is just moda? That's the Re's interpretation of the Savig. If you look about halfway down in the top Tosfos, Tosfos says v'nira l'rila farish. Shchimira shehodeh mahu mi shehodeh sheish l'ploni mona biyado ava mishanu mukzakim bo she'en lo mi amrinan dekani b'mat neshchimira v'yamon nechomezer odim akani l'gamre. Meaning there's no tzad suffix that doesn't work at all. The Re says it for sure works. The question is how good, how well does it work? Right? Is it a matnas shchimira or is it a matnas bari? Why would it be koni l'gamre? Because what does Paul did? K'meidim dami. Right? So do you say it is a hoda'a? Right, so that's the question. Shchimira shehodeh mahu. A shchimira that, back to the Gemara, that was modeh. What is the din? Rashbam has one interpretation, and Tosfos has the other. So, tashma. Let's try to prove it. The Isser Giora. There was a man, Isser the Ger. Isser the Ger. Who was this man, Isser the Ger? So the Rashbam says, this was, we've had a number of times in Shas, the main sugya is in the second parak of Ksubis, that the daughters of Shmuel were captured. They were captured. The Shilas came up there about the status. Do we assume they were with their captors or not? But the daughters of Shmuel were captured, and one of the captors lived with one of the daughters of Shmuel, and then he converted. He converted and eventually married her. That's Isser. That's Isser Giora, right? And they had a son. They had a son named Mari. And that's why Mari throughout Shas is called Mari Bas Rachel. Because you don't want to call him by the name of the captain, call him by the mother. What about Mari, right? But when do you ever call by the mother's name? Right, Mari Bas Rachel. Alright, so Mari Bas Rachel, that's here, so that's what we're gonna talk about, Rav Mari. Rav Mari was the son of Shmuel's daughter and Isser Giora. Right, so that is the, that is who we are talking about here. Interesting. So who? So she, he converted. He was so inspired by her, and she was able to bring him back to the fold. So it's like the shades of Dina and Yaakov being punished for not letting her see Esav. Anyway, Tashma, the Isser Giora, Havilei Esav Avizuzi Bei Rava. Isser Giora had 12,000 zuz with Rava, deposited with Rava as a pikadon. 12,000 zuz with Rava. And the problem was Isser Giora was on his deathbed. He was on his deathbed. So what happened? So every line here has something to say about it, but let's just try to get the big picture. We'll read the whole story, and then we'll get the bit, then we'll come back. So Rav Mari Bray, Rav Mari his son, Horaso Shalo Bikdusha Valedasa Bikdushavi. Rav Mari his son, Horaso, he was conceived when the father was a guy. Shalo Bikdusha Valedasa Bikdusha, but he was born Jewish. Right, so the Rishonim point out this is not a true. Now the Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, this is not a true usage of the phrase Horaso Shelo Bekdusha Lo'edasa Bekdusha. That phrase is used elsewhere by a mother. If a mother conceived a baby when she wasn't Jewish and then she converted and she has the baby when she is Jewish, the Gemara in Yevamos talks about the fascinating case of, in that case, does the baby need tevila, or does the tevila's ger of the mother count for the baby? Fascinating question, because the question is, could you have tefila before mila by a gerus? So there, is that considered tefila before mila? Amazing. The Gemara is in the Mem Zayin or so in Yevamos. So here it's not here. What do you mean? The mother was always Jewish, so it's not a usual usage of the term Horaso Shelo Bekdusha Lo'edasa Bekdusha. But we know what it means. It means that the father was not Jewish until the baby was born. So Bei Rav Have, and Rav Mari was always in the base medrash. He was always in the base medrash. Well, what do we need to know that fact for? It seems to have nothing to do with our case here. So we'll see afterwards. Let's continue. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Rava was thinking out loud to the others in the yeshiva. So Amar Rava, Rava who has 12,000 zuz in his basement from Isar, talks about this. Heichenik ninu Rav Mari lani zuze. There's no way that Rav Mari could ever get this property. Right? It's going to be mine. Meaning there's a ger that's on his deathbed. He's going to die. There is no way that he could get it to his son. So you know what? I'm going to be the machzik because ger doesn't have anybody to give it to. So I'm going to keep the money. Why? Because what is he going to do? E b'yerusha. If he's going to try to give it b'yerusha, la b'yerusha he. He can't give it b'yerusha, right? Because the gershon is gaya katan dami. Therefore, when he was conceived, he wasn't related. Yes, we believe in a concept of yerusha within non-Jews, goy to goy, but once a goy converts, then he's not related to his father anymore, mida araisa. And therefore, he's allowed by Yerushahu. So you can't give it to somebody Yerusha. Even matana, if it's been matana, you want to give it to the manashchimira. Manashchimira ki Yerusha shev yor rabana. No, manashchimira is subject to the law. It's the kein de araisa tikkun. As we know, many derabanans are kein de araisa. The kein de araisa of manashchimira is ki Yerusha. And therefore, kalhecha di isa bi Yerusha, isa be matana. Only someone who is in the parsha of Yerusha could give the matana. Kalecha the less of Yerusha, less of a matana. But if he's not in the parsha of Yerusha, he can't give it the matana. And therefore, who's not in the parsha of Yerusha here? Who's not in the parsha of Yerusha here? The son or the father? Son of the father. So it's not 100% clear. Rashbam says, second wide line, Rav Mari, the son. The son is not for Yerusha. Tosva says, Iser. Tosva says, it's the giver. The Ritva says, both you need. So, whatever you want, you have Rashbam, you have Tosis, you have the Ritva. Meaning somebody's not in the parsha of Yerusha here, and therefore, Chazal did not institute, the allowance of Manash Chimira by these types of people. Continuing, this is Rava still talking. E b'mashicha lesnu gabe. Kinyin mashicha? He's not here. He can't do a kinyin mashicha. He can't pull it. He's in the base, maybe that's why he's in the base medrash. Right, that's why he's in the base medrash. Ibachalipin, what about chalipin? Right, do the old pick up the handkerchief. Right, ein matvei nikra b'chalipin. This is money. We learned in the fourth parak in Bava Metzia. You can't give money b'chalipin. I agav karka. if he has karka less le'ara. If you want to give it agav, he doesn't own any land. Doesn't own any land. And so one of the Rishonim, or Achronim, I remember, say, what about the line we've had earlier that there is every Jew has Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Every Jew has a Makom Kvura. So that must not be good enough for Kinyan Agav. For Kinyan Agav, you must need real hardcore piece of land, not just the Parech Ba'avir connection to land that every Jew has. So he doesn't have any land. Even Maimit Shlashton. What about Maimit Shlashton, which we had last week? Right, the Kinyan Durabanan, one of the Hilchasa below Taimas, that if you're holding something of mine, so you're there, and I want to give it to so-and-so, and I say, now give it to him, even without a Kinyan. So, Ishalach Li Lo Zilna, says Rava, if he calls me, I'm not going. So you can't do the Maimit Shlashton, because I'm the one, I'm the Nifgad. I have it there, so I'm not going. So you can't do a Maimit Shlashton. We'll get back to that line. So therefore, says Rava, I'm home free. I'm home free, and therefore, I'm going to keep it. There's no way that Esau is going to be able to give this to his son, Rav Mari. So, Maskev la Rav Ika b'reid Rav Ami, Rav Ika happened to be listening in, and he says, Amai velodi Esau, why doesn't Esau just be Moda? Can you know Disa? The halin zuze, that ziz zuze de Rav Mari ninhu, just admit, the zuz that's by Rava really belonged to Rav Mari. Why did he say that? V'lekninu bo'odisa, bikone through kinyin odisa, the kinyin of admitting. So he suggests that. So, atahachi, nopak odisa bebe Isar. Meanwhile, what happened? Word travels, and Isar must have heard about it, and he did a kinyin odisa, and he gave Rav Mari his possessions before he died. Ikpid, Rava got very upset. Amar, kamigmri tainasa linshi mafsidili. I go tell people things, and then they use it against me. Use it against me. I told them everything that wouldn't work, and they're afraid, okay, this is the last thing that was left. What if Rava was upset? Rava wanted the money. What are we talking about here? So the Chazunish, we'll start from backwards and then we'll go back. So the Chazunish writes, but Rava wanted to steal them, wanted to be ma'akiv them. This is in Likutim, in Baba Basra. L'chara kasha, kol mezonos of shalom ketsuvin lo me'ar shashana. Right, well, we're not going to get an iota. Not going to get a cent more than it was cut on Rosh Hashanah. You could have just asked it. Rava wanted to steal, right? So it wasn't stealing even. But even if, what kind of attitude is this from Rava? The Hacha ain't Ra'ui l'tam l'chacham l'hishtadel l'hafsidus Rav Mari. Come on, we're talking about Rava here. Become makom. So he says, and even though if Mace Isar, Rava would not have been chayiv to be moseret. Become makom. Isar nosi l'bno mechayim. And he's trying. So he suggests, if he Efshar.
Maybe Rava wanted to give the money himself.
So we'll get to that in Tosfos in a second. We'll get to that in Tosfos. So, Chazanish says, Rava hayelo tzarech lamos bishul tzarechi tzibur. He wanted to give it to the shul, not for himself. He thought the shul could buy a new Sefer Torah with all this money. That's why it wasn't personal, it wasn't selfish. It was me'ikar adin. If I was going to get it, of course I'm not going to keep it. But use it for the shul. And that was one positive. The gamer of Mari lo haya makpid bazeh. She yada she memos misavit staka v'chesed. And he knows that Mari would also not have been upset. Because he's using it for staka, using it for good things. So that's what Rava, that was Rava. Tosfos asks it a little differently. Again, then we'll go back to the earlier. Tosfos says, and Tosfos Migmar, Vim Tomar, Hadam reading Parakamit Kedushin, Halov the most menovik chavim, Shenis Gairu Banov, Lo Yachzor LeBanov. If I borrow money from a guy, I'm not supposed to return it halachically to the children that converted. Vim Hechzir, Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochemenu. And if you give it back, Chachamim are not happy. V'Hatan Ruach Chachamim Nochemenu. I. The another Bryce says Racham Arnocha Lo Kansha Kansha Isa Harasa L'Dasa Shalobik Dusha. Here he was totally born as a guy. If children were born, if somebody converted, a guy converted, so you should not pay him back. Harasa Harasa Shalobik Dusha L'Dasa Mikdusha. So what do you see that Gemara says? If you have a guy you borrowed money from and his child converted before he was born, so then you should give it back. And Rachamim Nochei Men Racham are happy. So Rava didn't want to do what the Racham would be happy with. Racham noche menu. So why don't Rabbi want to give it back? Two answers in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam is first. That case is different. There the God Nachri did you a tova. He lent you money. So, Hakaras HaTov. If he lent you money, then Racham noche menu, you should give it back. Right, Hakaras HaTov being modeh. is a inherently Jewish trait. We mentioned some of the sources before, right? We mentioned this Sefer Chinuch, Kibbutz Avaim. It's all about Hakaras HaTov. We mentioned the thought of the Abu Draham in his Siddur, that is why the only part of Chazaras HaShatz, besides Amen, that the Tzibur says is Modim, because you can't do Modim other day Shliach. Modim is personal. You can't say Modim. Modim, oh yeah, tell him. Yeah, tell him thanks. If it's not worth it for me to go tell him thanks personally, somebody ever see somebody like, oh, please send my regards. What are regards? Somebody wants to put that. What a regard. You want to call the guy, so call the guy yourself. If you don't want to call the guy, then forget it. It's like giving thanks. Giving thanks, call the guy up and say thank you. Right? You can't do it. I need shliach. That's the Abu Dram. That's why we do modem drabanan. We say modem personally because you can't do it. Can't do it through a shliach. So here too, says Tosfos. If a guy did something good for you, he did a chesed for you, so you got to give it back to his kids. That is answer number one. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meir has another answer, very difficult answer to understand. He says, Pirish, what does it say in the Brisa? Kiva de Dogtani Brisa Behedya, Vim Lohechzir, Ein Rucham Nochemenu, Lohayachayish La Rava. It only says, if you do it, Rucham Nochemenu. It doesn't say, if you don't do it, Ein Rucham Nochemenu. So that's why he didn't care about the Ein Rucham Nochemenu. Says Tosas, come on. If he says, Rucham Nochemenu this way, then for sure the opposite is true. That's a very challenging answer to understand by the Rivam. By the Rivam. Either way, those are the two answers in Tosfos. How he could give it back. But the Ritva has another day. Exactly what you said. The Ritva says maybe he Dafka wanted to do Lithnimishur Zadin. He wanted to do Rucham Nochemenu. Exactly what he didn't want to have to give it Miikar Adin because it was his. He wanted to have it and then be able to make a Kiddush Hashem of Ruach HaChamim Nochehemenu. So that was that's exactly what you said. That's another answer of the Ritva. Okay, let's talk about a few of the lumdis. Again, this Amud is very jam-packed. Maimit Shloshton, Kinyunudisa, there's a lot going on here. Let's talk a little bit about a few of the items. First of all, Isser is on his deathbed. Do we assume that what he's saying is true? One of the major sugyas where it comes up here is, what is Kinyunudisa? Do we assume that what he's saying is true? It works. Kinyunudisa works. Do we assume it's true? Or maybe he's 100% lying, but it still works. What's the umdana? Nafkamina, what if you know for sure that he's making up the story? What if you know for sure he's making up the story? So, if you look at the Rambam is crystal clear. Rambam is crystal clear, and this is a much talked about Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, Yud Aleph Tesvav, says the Rambam, HaMechayev Atzmo B'mamon Wa'acher Below Tanai Klau. If I obligate myself to somebody else money without any condition, Af Alpi Shelo HaYachayev Lo Klum, even though you didn't owe him anything, Hare Ze Chayev. Chayev. I come to court and say, I owe you $1 million. Period, that's it. Hodos Baldin Kmeidim Dami. Shedover Ze Kimo Matanahu Ve'eno Asmachta. It's a matana. This is not an asmachta, which is not for now, but a kinyan that does not work. A type of commitment. Ketzad. Homer La'edim. If you say to the Edim, Hey, you alai Edim Shani Chayev Ploni Mana. You are my Edim that I owe Ploni 100. Osha Kasav Lo Bishtar, Harani Chayev Lachamana. Ava Bishayin Shom Edim. Osha Amar Bivne Edim, Harani Chayev Lachamana Bishtar. Etc. All these work. Av Api Shishnehem Modim. Vaha Edim Yodim. Shalohaya Etzlo Klum. Even though I don't owe you anything. Shari Chayev Atzmo Vigamar Vishibet Atzmo. Because I was Machayev myself, and I was Meshavet myself. And then the famous three words of the Rambam. Kimo sheyishtabed ha'arev. Just like a cosigner. Last sugi in the Masechta. Later on. Last sugi in Baba Basra. Arev. Arbus. What's an arev? He didn't give anything. And yet, he's cosigning to repay the loan if it can't be paid up. So this is the Rambam. I could go and be machayev myself to something I there's no idea. I'm not chayev. Ukazeh horu rov ha'gaonim. The Rambam feels the need to add. This is what rov ha'gaonim say. You machayev yourself. It's total sheker. But you know what? It's fine. Hodos baldin kimei edim dami does not mean that it's true. It just means that you have the power to obligate yourself in something that you owe. If you say, I borrowed money, make up a story, that might be different, because then you're lying. Here you're not lying, you're just saying, I owe him. You're able to create your own chiyuv. So this Gemara, Kinyudisa, maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not true, but it's fine. Other Rishonim seem to say the other way, that no, we assume it's true. This has ramifications in terms of, there's big discussions. If somebody says something on his deathbed, do we always believe it's true? Like here he's talking. Kinyunudisa, is that part of it? Sugi comes up elsewhere. The Nodabi Yehuda has a tshuva. Nodabi Yehuda has a tshuva. I'll read it to you for the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Yoredei and Simen Dalid. There was a shochet on his deathbed, and he's being mizvadet to the rabbi, and he says, Rabbi, says, many times I didn't check my knife. And many times, you know, the meat wasn't so glatt. And all these problems, and it's terrible, and I feel so bad, I don't want to go to the Olam HaEmes with all these issues on my head. And he talks about all these cases. Right, so, do you believe him? Do you believe him? What about if people have meat in their freezer? Right, do you believe him? You could say, why not? Right, so a similar case came up, and he quotes the Chavos Yair earlier, Chavos Yair of Yair Bachrach, end of the 1600s, see a similar case where a woman on her deathbed says, I was mezaneh. I was mezaneh, also labayla, also labawa, goes through the whole this, all this, all that, and then she got better. And she says, oh, you believe me? Oh, come on. I must have been meshuggah. I lost my mind for a few minutes there. I didn't really... Big Shaila. Right, do you say, what about the Boel? Does a husband have to divorce her? With a ksuba, without a ksuba? So, big issues. Does a person, the language of the Chasam Sofer, ein adam b'chazev b'shas misa? Do you say that a person doesn't lie on his deathbed? Right, this has to do with it. Kinyan Adisa. Right, so that could be mechalek between the shochet and the, in this case with the woman, and these are all interesting shailas that come up. You want to look it up, it's Yeridea Simin Dalid in the Chasam Sofer, and Chavos Yair Simin Ayin Beis. Okay, that's a general issue about what do we say about a person on their deathbed. Number two, the other issue that a lot of the Rishonim talk about here, all the action is Amin Aleph. Amin Beis is, we'll get to it in a minute. But the Rishonim talk about Maimit Shlashtan here. Maimit Shlashtan. Right, so it says here, what did Rava say? Aha! They want to do Maimit Shlashtan, I'm not going to go. So, two issues. Can you prove from this Gemara that Maimit Shlashtan would work Bal Karcho of the Nifkad? Right, Maimit Shlashtan is the Mafkid, the Nifkad, and the third party. So Rava says, I'm not going to go. What's Mashma? That if he would go, that he'd be forced, why can he go and just say, oh, I don't want it. Mashma, possibly, that my Bal Karcho of the Nifkad doesn't work. Is this a riot to that? Or do you say, no, he just didn't want to make Rav Mari, he didn't want to make a whole joke and be embarrassed and refuse doing it. So that's that there's two dayas here in the Rashba, whether this Maimit Shlashtan Bal Karcho of the Nifkad would work. Is this Gemara Raya? Number one. Number two, what about Maimit Shlashtan Al Yidei Shliach? Maybe the mafke could have appointed a shliach. So again, is this Gemara a riot to those issues? Both of those issues are machlokas rishonim, and maybe they're totally on the chakira you mentioned last week about Maimit Shlashtan, the takana Maimit Shlashtan, mafke, nifkad, third party. You have it, give it to so and so. What's the lumdis in that? Do you say that all it is a transfer of a zchus gevia? I'm giving him the rights to collect. I'm not selling him anything. Zchus gevia is transferring. Or do you say, no, you know what Maimit Shlashtan does? He becomes me. He is me, and that's what he collects. Because he takes me over. He goes into my shoes. So if you say he's Bal Karcha, the Nifkad, so to transfer Zchus Kviya, maybe you can't transfer that Bal Karcha. I'm a shomer to you, I'm not a shomer to him. But if you say it's that he becomes me, maybe even Bal Karcha. Maybe that's why you can't do it through a shliach. So again, these are two big issues that they all try to figure out. Could you prove anything from the fact that Rava says, well, I'm not going to go. Could you prove anything from that discussion? Okay? Guess we'll have to stop here at Amud Aleph and go over. But again, there's a lot more in Kinyan Odisa, the Ksosis, and elsewhere. What? Let's continue though now. Okay, so the Gemara says, Gemara, Amud Beis, Shir Karka Kol Shehu. Matanoso Kayemis. So if you remember, the Mishnah had said that we did on Friday or so that if a Shchimira gives away all of his property, so that's a Matan Shchimira, but if he keeps anything to himself, then we assume he doesn't take it so seriously, and therefore the Matana would be Kayem. So if he left something over. Vakama, Kol Shehu. How much is a Kol Shehu? How much does he have to leave over? Amar Rav Yehuda, well, we finish in 1 minute. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Karka, Ketei Parnasoso. Karka, you have to leave over a little bit of Karka. Enough to live on. That's what we assume, that if he leaves us over, it must be he doesn't take it so seriously. He's really giving a matana. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, metaltalin k'nei parnasaso. No, you don't have to leave karka, even metaltalin is okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira, kama mechuvan in shmeitza desabi. How mechuvan, how perfect and wonderful are the statements of the elders. Meaning these two statements. Why? Karka taimamai. Why does the first opinion of Yudam Rav say it has to be karka? Di'ikoi samich alai. That if it's there, he's going to be samich, he's going to rely on it, and in that way he's going to get supported from it. So matatli nami, the second opinion holds the same thing. Same svara. Also matatlin, ikoi samich ilavayu. If it's here, he wants to live from it. So wonderful, I understand the same svara for both. The question is, you know, how much security do you need? So maskavler of Yosef, wonderful svaras, but you know what? Doesn't fit into the words. Umay kavanta, well, why is it so great? Mandar metaltalin karkatanan. What it says, you say metaltalin, and therefore, he's somech on the metaltalin, but what does the Mishnah say? Shier karka, kol shehu. Shier karka kol shehu. So it's not so mechuvin. And also, mandarak tepanas also, even according to the other opinion, who says that it's karka, it says you have to have enough to live on, kol shehu tnan. It says kol shehu in the Mishnah. So they both don't fit into the Mishnah. So I don't know why you're saying it's so wonderful in Mechuvan. So Amalei Abaya, let's at least start this question. Abaya says, one second, v'kol hecha detani karka, karka dafka. Wherever it says karka in a Mishnah, it means only karka. What do you mean? Many times it means matazalin too. V'hatnan, the Mishnah says in Meseches Gittin, as we'll see, hakozev kona chazav li'avdo. Right, so we are going to have the sugyas of setting your eved free. If I give all of my nechassim to my eved, Yatzah ben Chorin, he goes free because my eved is part of my possessions. And therefore, if I'm giving all my possessions away, I assume included in that is the eved. Shiyah, but if I leave something over, so that's going to be the machlokas tanoim here. We get into the machlokas tanoim of shiyah. What if you leave over karka? What if you leave over an unspecified piece of karka? What if you leave over an unspecified piece of metaltalin? So we're going to get into the sugyas of avadim, or avadim kakarka, or avadim like metaltalin. But again, this is the sugyas that we had today of kinyanodisa. Could you be mechayev yourself in something? If you remember, we like to quote that Beis Halevi by Nasa Benishma. Right? The Rambam says you could be mechayev yourself to anything, but you cannot say, the next halakha in that Rambam is that you cannot go over to say to somebody, I obligate to pay you whatever you want. That you can't say, that's infinite. That you can say, I'm chayev $100, but you can't be mechayev yourself to anything. That's the Beis Halevi's kasha, how many so do Nasa Venishma? Right, Nasa Venishma. They said, oh, whatever you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his beautiful answer was that no, they didn't say, we'll do whatever you want. They said, we are creating the relationship. We are your Eved Hashem. That's what Nasa Venishma was. Avi Hashem, we're your Avadim, period. Once I'm your Eved, then you can tell me anything you want. They didn't say, we will do what you have, halachically. They didn't say, okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're obligating ourselves to do whatever you say. Because that doesn't work halachically. Right? Only you have to be specify. But you could say, I am your Eved. And you're my Adon. Once that's true, then Memela, I have to listen to everything that you say. Right? That's the Beis Halevi in Ala Torah. Next week, a few weeks, Parsha. And that is, that's what works. But this is the sheet of the Rambam, right? That we could come and say, even if it's totally, made up, it's still going to work. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, a good and shvat to everybody, and, we'll continue tomorrow.